Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will make short introductory remarks, and then they'll be able to take just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Good morning, Prime Minister. It is a great pleasure to welcome you to NATO headquarters. Montenegro is an important partner for the alliance and an important aspirant to NATO membership. Your Euro-Atlantic integration is a vision that we all share. We are firm in our commitment to support you on your path towards NATO membership. It is now 3 years since Montenegro joined the membership action plan. You have been making significant efforts to address the outstanding reform challenges which you face. The efforts that you make today will be vital for your progress towards the alliance tomorrow. Montenegro's reforms are ambitious, and they are on the right path. We encourage you to continue your efforts, especially in enforcing and reinforcing the rule of law and fighting corruption and organized crime. More reforms in the defense sector will also be crucial. There's still hard work to do, but Montenegro is moving in the right direction. Montenegro has been a dedicated contributor to our ISAF operation in Afghanistan. You have given significant financial support to the Afghan security forces, and we are grateful for all these contributions. We are also grateful for your commitment to remain engaged in Afghanistan beyond 2014. We are now planning a mission to train, advise, and assist the Afghan security forces once our current combat mission draws to a close at the end of 2014. NATO will lead that mission, and Montenegro is fully associated with the planning process, along with a number of other partners who have pledged to make a significant contribution. So let me thank you for your commitment to our operations, to our dialogue, and to your future in the Euro-Atlantic community. Prime Minister.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary General, allow me initially to thank you for receiving us and for a very useful and informative meeting, important for our future cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to emphasize that we see today's conversation and meeting as a continuity of excellent cooperation between NATO and Montenegro, and to thank you at the same time for your continuous support on our path and our Euro-Atlantic path. Owing to such a support, Montenegro plays a positive example in the region. It is the state which in very short time, I mean 6.5 years, got over very difficult tasks and got difficult paths along. And we are a role model in that regard. And in this cooperation with NATO, we contributed so importantly. We first of all kept and preserved internal stability. We contributed to the region as a stabilizing factor and something that is conditioned for stabilization and democracy in the Balkans. And as Mr. Secretary General said, we with full responsibility recognized our commitment for global stability. We took part in ISAF mission to that end, and we contributed to helping in the crisis zones all around. We recognized that many exercises and and undertakings are still unfinished, and that small or big state, we have to actually broker stability as the condition for prosperity.
The new government
Without Prime Minister of the last 100 days actually efficiently demonstrated that it remains commitment to strategic priorities that we defined, and the NATO membership is one of top priorities, I dare say even top priority, and we've worked very hard on strengthening our structures and to provide coordination of all activities towards reaching the end of becoming a member. When we'll become a member, it depends on our performance, on our delivery, and on our reforms. It also depends on our partners, of course. And I believe NATO will remain consistent in its open-door policy and recognizing individual achievements. And we hope to be able to deliver on expectations as well, and I want to until we are deemed to be ready. The priorities that Secretary General emphasized are priorities that we've defined. That's rule of law that is compatible with our commitments in EU membership path, reforms of security sector, greater investment in defense sector, and improving public support. These four pillars are the pillars that we really diligently work on, and I hope that in next year time we'll make results that will put us in position to say to our partners that we are ready. I will conclude with by saying that in Montenegro we believe that the continuation of Euro-Atlantic integration and agenda in the region is very important, because there is none other place other than the Western Balkans where the security is conditioned for democracy, so closely tied to integration. And I believe that for our region, integration is really very important to strengthen stability. After Croatia becomes a full member of the EU, then Montenegro is ready to play its role that we've already started playing, and that is advocate of European and Euro-Atlantic values in the region with a view to actually provide for prosperity of the Western Balkans. Thank you for your attention, and I'm looking forward to our future cooperation. I hope that Montenegro in the near future will become a full member of NATO.
Time for only one question, Montenegro State TV.
I am Aleksandra Pavicic from TV Montenegro. A question for Mr. Rasmussen. How do you see open-door policy in perspective of Western Balkans and Montenegro in context of open-door policy?
We have clearly stated that NATO's door remains open to European democracies that fulfill the necessary criteria to become members of NATO. We think the open door policy has contributed in a valuable way to creating a Europe whole, free, and at peace, security and stability on our continent. And our vision is to see all countries in the Western Balkans integrated in our Euro-Atlantic structures, the European Union, and NATO. But as I said, certain conditions must be fulfilled to join our alliance. Montenegro has made substantial progress in a very short time. We commend you for that. But there's still some work to do. It's premature to outline any timelines for future membership, but the brief answer is that the faster the necessary reforms are implemented, the sooner you can become a member of our alliance.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. The meeting of the North Atlantic Council will start right now. Thank you.